Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Lowe with this week's exclusive pregame video for the Patriots Game Day Live app. Joining me today, Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. Second straight primetime game. You guys excited for this one?
Yeah, super excited. Denver Broncos, they're a very good team. Sunday night primetime. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, all the attention when it's Brady Manning is on Brady and Manning. But you guys are going up against the defense. We don't talk too much about the Broncos defense when we talk about their offense all week. But what is it about this defense that might pose some challenges for you guys?
They're very fast, and they got great DNs. You never know what gap they're going to hit, and you always got to be prepared because they can get to the quarterback fast, and we got to be ready. We got to be able to block that in the run game and pass game, and we got to get the ball out quick.
Just a couple weeks ago was the game against Pittsburgh, which was a huge offensive output, especially in the second half for you guys. Then you have the bye week and then the Carolina game where, you know, the game ended, you guys lost. But do you feel like offensively – you're getting a lot of healthy bodies now. Things are starting to click, and it's a good time for this team to really start to click offensively.
Yes, it's always a good time for the offense to click at any part of the year. You always want the offense rolling. You want to put up points on the board. And every single week as an offense, we're just trying to improve, trying to get better, trying to make our weaknesses stronger, and trying to make our strengths even stronger there too. So just trying to improve overall as an offense and get everyone on the same page and get the chemistry rolling.
And you personally feel like you're where you'd like to be now that you've had about three or four games back?
Yes, definitely. I'm improving every week, just trying to get better, better shape, getting stronger, and just improving, basically.
Last week in Carolina, we had a chance to talk to your offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, and get the coach's perspective on what happens during the day of a night game. There's a lot of downtime. How about from the player's perspective? You guys have a long wait till 8:30 on Sunday night. Do you nap? Do you play video games? Do you watch football? Or are you still studying the Broncos?
It is a long wait. It is a long wait. You do. You eat lunch, breakfast. You have the dinner a couple hours before the game. And basically, you got to take a nap. That's what I do. Take a nap, relax in the bed, get your body right for the game that night, and go over film, study up in the Denver Broncos, get the extra hour or two. And so you're ready and you're prepared to the max of your ability. And also just watch some football too. Sit back as a fan and watch some games during the day too. And then all of a sudden, it's like 6 o'clock, you're at the stadium, it's time to roll.
You got to make sure you're still hyped up for that 8:30 game. You're used to a lot of 1 o'clock games. It's a little different.
Yes, we just had one last week, so this is the second one in a row. So I'm pretty sure you adjust better as you play more of them. So we're definitely going to be hyped up, and it's going to be a lot of fun out there.
All right, Rob Gronkowski getting ready to play the Denver Broncos at Gillette Stadium.
Right,
good luck, and we'll see you out there on the field.
All
right, that's Rob Gronkowski. He and the Pats getting ready for Sunday night football on NBC. That's coming your way at Gillette Stadium. Now, for Rob, you know, on the offensive side for the Patriots, they had Wes Welker for 6 years, and this Sunday night will be the first time that Welker in a Denver Broncos uniform returns to Gillette Stadium. Should be an interesting one, maybe a little weird, maybe some weird feelings for the players and the fans as well. But Welker is a part of the number one team, the number one offense in the NFL. He's got Peyton Manning at the controls, Demaryius Thomas himself, Eric Decker, Julius Thomas having a breakout year. It's going to be a big test for the Patriots secondary, and the Patriots secondary is a bit banged up. Aqib Talib, Alphonso Dennard, Steve Gregory, all guys who are dealing with injuries. It's going to test the depth of the Pats defensive backfield. They'll have to look for rookies like Logan Ryan and Daron Harmon, veterans like Marquise Cole to step up if they need them. Now, on the Patriots offensive side, we were just talking to Gronk, and hey, the game against Carolina ended in a bitter fashion for the Pats, but there is a sense that with Gronk, Amendola, and Shane Vereen, who came back against Carolina, with all those guys healthy, the Pats do have an opportunity here to get some rhythm offensively, and maybe they can do just that against the Denver Broncos. It should be a fun one at Gillette Stadium. Before we know it, it's going to be December and crunch time for the Pats, who are still leading the AFC East. Enjoy the game, everyone.